Tell you what, Mecca, there is obviously, you know, some sinister, corrupt, terrible agendas against us, the people, and oftentimes they're plain as day. You go, we're getting stiffed there, we're getting stiffed there. But sometimes they try to sneak one through, which I think is happening at the moment. You know, all the worst stuff comes out of Melbourne, as we know.
Oh, yeah.
Where the pants are higher and the lattes are latte-ier.
Yeah. And the footballs are red. What's up with that?
Look, let's start with a very good thing. Raising awareness for farmers and their plight and them doing it tough and helping them. This is great stuff. What isn't great, though, is the sneaky agenda that they're trying to sneak through whilst doing this.
Uh-huh.
You might be familiar with the appeal, so to speak.
Yes.
A lot of pubs locally are getting involved, where they've said that if you eat a chicken palmy, some of the money from that will be donated to farmers.
Yeah, I only heard that last night for the first time.
Notice I said chicken palmy, which is the correct Queensland phrase for it. But this has obviously come out of Melbourne, this campaign. Palmer for a farmer. Now, you might go, oh, that's good. Oh, that's on the surface. That's great. But they are trying to change our regional dialect by stealth under the guise of helping farmers.
Yep.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, he actually ran a poll on his page, which is it? Is it Palmy or Palmer? And all those southerners are all calling it a Palmer.
Yeah.
It's a Palmy. And we have to be very careful if we want to uphold the true values of this state and even this country, I think.
Yep.
If we just let them, under the guise of charity and under the guise of helping people, come in with this disgusting slur.
Only one option. Burn down the MCG. That's all we've got left.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Roast your palmies around the MCG.